Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, and I'm your host, Teresa Banks, and I thank you all for tuning in to today's program, where I am talking on the subject matter of visiting beautiful San Francisco, California. And I was fortunate enough to be there just a few weeks ago, and honey, I have to tell you, it was one of the best trips of my entire life. In fact, I am really considering making it an annual trip because it was just that good. Now, I have to tell you that in visiting San Francisco, it was actually one of the last places that I wanted to visit here in the United States before finally trekking abroad. So I can just scratch that one off the bucket list and now plan on going plenty other places. Now, San Francisco, in case you did not know, has a lot of different nicknames, and I was actually one that wasn't aware of this myself. Now, I had known of one particular nickname being the City by the Bay. But once I arrived in San Francisco, the natives told me it's also known as the Fog City. And they said, I tell you, when you are there over the summertime, you can barely see the city because they said it is blanketed by such a fog that you really can barely see the different buildings. So that's really interesting. And then I learned by checking the internet that it's also known as San Fran, as well as Frisco. So really interesting that it has a number of different nicknames as opposed to the Chicagoland area of where I live, and Chicago primarily being known as the Windy City. So at any rate, I went to visit San Francisco, and I decided to go for my 50th birthday, which happened to fall on January 4th. And so I left Chicago on January 2nd, actually decided to make it kind of like a sabbatical trip by taking an Amtrak train to get there. And so it took a little bit over 2 days to arrive. I left on the afternoon from Chicagoland on January 2nd and rolled into Emeryville, California on the evening of January 4th of my birthday, and then actually had to take a bus to make it over into San Francisco. And in a few days, I'm actually going to do a Blog Talk Radio show about traveling by train, so definitely be on the lookout for that particular show. Now, in case you're curious on what the weather is like in San Francisco in January, it's actually quite beautiful, especially considering I'm from the Midwest and the Chicagoland area. When I would rise in the morning, it was in the 20s and the 30s, and then by the afternoon, it would reach the 40s, the 50s, sometimes the 60s. I mean, there were a couple of days I actually had no coat on, no jacket on, and it was quite refreshing, to say the least. Now, I am one that is a serious planner, and so I actually took about 2 to 4 months to plan this entire trip out. And again, I was going solo. I was going by Amtrak. I wanted to make sure it was a great trip, especially for my birthday. So I did a lot of research. So if you were to plug in the name of San Francisco, California, just San Francisco, period, on YouTube or anywhere through like a quick search, like a Google search, you would see so much information out there. It would literally make your head spin. And then on top of that, I ordered through the mail their visitor guides. And so needless to say, I had everything lined up on what I wanted to do, how I was going to do it, the day I was going to do it, and I, again, was ready to go. Now, when it comes to getting around in San Francisco, baby, this is one of the most accessible cities to pedestrians that you probably ever see in your life. I mean, first and foremost, you can walk around the city. Now, I suggest that you be careful in doing so, only because the hills are extremely steep. And I have to be honest, I probably took on maybe one or two at the most the entire time I was there, from January 4th at night until early morning on January 9th. So it's not that I'm not a serious walker. It's just that if you're not accustomed to going up those hills, you really can pull a muscle or a serious cramp in your leg. So really be careful. But you can walk around the city. You can bike around the city. There are places, plenty of places where you can actually rent a bike. You can go on a Segway tour, and they actually permit these tours to ride up and down the street. I know in the Chicagoland area, they're primarily on the sidewalk and the bigger touristy type areas, but these Segways were going up and down the hills like it was nothing. And they were actually in front of the buses that I was on more than one occasion. So you could go on a Segway tour. You can, of course, drive around the city if you so desire. And what's kind of funny watching the drivers is that when you are in these cars, you're thinking back to the days of driver's ed when they taught you how to put your parking brake on, the correct way to turn your wheels either towards the curb or away from the curb, in case your car started to roll and it didn't roll down the street. And so finally, you know, if you're kind of checking the place out by driving or riding with someone, you can actually exercise those principles that you learned back in driver's ed that we certainly don't have an opportunity to use here in Chicago. So you can drive around. You can rent something called a go-car, and it looks like one-third of a small car. It's like a little bitty car, two-seater type car with no hood on it. And you can just ride around in that, and supposedly it has a GPS in it to help you get around. And, of course, San Francisco is famous for its cable cars and streetcars, so you can get around that way. You can take just a regular bus off the street, or as a tourist, you could take something called a big bus, and it's just literally a tourist bus that goes to some of the hot touristy type places. You can get around by ferry. You can go from one portion of the city to another portion of the city or another nearby city. You can take the subway. You can, of course, take a cab. Or if you're familiar in some cities about Uber, you can take that as well, where people use their own vehicles as if they are cabs. So needless to say, there are so many different ways you can get around in the city. So really, as you're pulling your plans together, you want to think about how would you get from one point to the next, and really take into consideration how long it would take to get there. For example, if you take a bus, you know, how long would it take to get from point A to B, so you can really kind of plan out your day. Now, there are six things that I highly, highly, highly recommend that anyone that visits San Francisco go and see. Now, the very first place is called Pier 33. Now, Pier 33 is where you can take the ferry to get over to Alcatraz. So with this first place, I don't suggest that you just visit the pier, but that you actually take that ferry over to Alcatraz. Now, you can check the internet. There's actually a cruise line. It's called the Alcatraz Cruise Line. And you can order your tickets, as I did, directly online. And once you order your tickets online, you can just print them off and bring them with you, and they'll just scan them once you get to the pier. Now, I suggest that once you arrive at the pier that you get there at least about 30 minutes ahead of time, because people really line up pretty early, and you don't want to be in the back of the line, even though there's plenty of room on the ferry boat itself. Now, as you are boarding the boat, they'll not only check your tickets a couple of times, they'll make sure you're not carrying anything on that is inappropriate, you know, too big of bags where they may have to check those. They'll also take a professional picture of you. There'll actually be a photographer there that'll snap your picture, and then once you get off the ferry later, you can purchase that picture if you'd like. While you're on the ferry, they actually serve food and drinks on board, so that's pretty cool. And it takes about 15 minutes to go from Pier 33 over to the Alcatraz Island, so you'll want to kind of plan for that. So between standing in line, actually getting on the boat and getting over there could probably take you, I'd say, about 30 to 45 minutes total. So be ready. Use the bathroom, have yourself together. There is a bathroom by the pier, so you don't have to stress out about that, and it'll be there in case you need it. Now, once you are over and you are at Alcatraz, you can walk up to the prison, or you can actually take a tram to get up to the prison. I chose to take the tram since they said it's kind of like climbing 13 stories of a building to get up there. So I thought, let me take the tram. I'll beat the crowd. I can get on up there, kind of get everything together, start listening to the audio tour and take pictures before it gets really crowded and you have all these faces and people in your pictures. So that was actually really cool and a great idea to do. Now, once you're there, you can actually walk around Alcatraz as long as you want. You can stay there and hang out as long as you desire, up until the last ferry leaves. And so you can just catch whichever ferry you want on the way back. You can take pictures of San Francisco while you're kind of hanging out. So it's pretty cool to just be able to walk around, see the different sites, and to be able to hang out. So I highly recommend, number one, Pier 33, and that you take that ferry over to Alcatraz. Now, I also want to tell you in regards to taking that trip to Alcatraz, I did the day tour, but you can go on to the internet. They actually have a nighttime tour, and so you may want to decide to take it as well. Excuse me, I'm kind of losing my voice a little bit talking. Now, the second place I suggest you check out in San Francisco is Pier 39. Now, Pier 39 is one of the more famous talked about piers that's in San Francisco. It has a lot of unique shops, and I actually checked out one that sells socks and that sells leg warmers. And so those were kind of the souvenirs I brought back home with me. They have a cable car store, so I picked up these tiny little cable cars, which are so cute. They also have an Alcatraz store. They have a carousel. You can check out the sea lions that pop onto that pier every January, I'm told. They have street performers, and they have tons of restaurants. So you'll definitely, number two, want to check out Pier 39. Now, the third thing I suggest you check out is Pier 45. Now, it has a bunch of shops. It has a place called Musée Musique. It's kind of like a coin-operated vending machine-type place where you can play all of these old-school games and check things out. So it's really cute. There are a lot of places, a lot of restaurants that are selling food right on the street, and it's just so cool to kind of hang out and kind of eat while you're literally on the go. So definitely check out Pier 45. And then place number four suggests that you catch the number 39 bus, and you can find out its route by just Googling it and checking it out on the internet. But take bus number 39 to a place called Coit Tower, and it kind of looks like a fireman's hose. And while you are at Coit Tower, you can actually, for a small fee, I mean it's less than $10 per person, take the elevator close to the top, and then like a 1 to 2 story walk up some stairs to the very top. And once you're at the very top, you can peer out and you can see the entire city. So you can snap all your pictures of all the different piers, of all these different great things to see. You can see how hilly the city really is by peering off that tower. So number 4 place I definitely suggest visiting is Coit Tower. And then number 5, of course, what San Francisco is known as, the Golden Gate Bridge. Definitely hop in a cab or take a big bus over the Golden Gate Bridge, as well as the Bay Bridge. Both of those bridges are pretty close together. And I'm told that San Francisco actually has a number of bridges, even though those are 2 of the more famous. And it's just so cool to finally see an icon being the Golden Gate Bridge up close. And so when I rode over it, I was so excited. I was like, oh, I'm here. You know, I just felt like I finally arrived. And then when you reach the end of the Golden Gate Bridge, when you're driving across it, you can kind of stand back with your camera and just take such amazing pictures that it's just mind-blowing. And then, of course, the Bay Bridge, it has actually like an upper and a lower deck. And when I took the bus after I exited my Amtrak train, my bus took us over the Bay Bridge from Emeryville into San Francisco, California. And I'm told that's how a lot of people actually go from Oakland to San Francisco, California. So place number 5 to visit, definitely those 2 famous bridges. And then last but not least, honey, you better not leave San Francisco without checking out the cable cars and the streetcars. It is so much fun to get on both. But I have to warn you that both the cable cars and the streetcars have wooden seats. So if you have a soft behind, you better bring you a seat cushion, because it's going up and down those hills and down the streets. It can get a little bumpy. But it's just amazing to see the cable cars make the climb up those hills and back. And the cable cars, they're actually 3 different lines. So check the internet for those different routes and where the stops are. The streetcars primarily go up and down the main street known as Market. So definitely check the internet to find out the routes of the streetcars as well. But I would suggest that if you take the cable cars especially, that you get on early, no later than like 8 or 8:30 in the morning. Otherwise, the lines tend to form extremely long and pretty quick. So you really want to have that experience and to check out those cable cars and streetcars. So let me just recap those top 6 things to do and places to visit in San Francisco. Number 1, Pier 33. Number 2, Pier 39. Number 3, Pier 45. Number 4, taking bus 39 to Coit Tower. Number 5, the bridges, the Golden Gate and the Bay Bridge. And number 6, riding those cable cars and the streetcars. I'm going to take a short break, get me a little sip of water, then I'll come back and tell you what I did. And then some other places you can visit while in San Francisco. Be right back. Okay, as I said, it would be a really short break. So I just talked about the ways you can get around San Francisco, some places I suggest, the top 6 places I suggest and things that I suggest that you do. Now I'm going to tell you about what I did while I was there and some additional things you can see, and then just some FYI type tips and suggestions too. Now, I had mentioned earlier about planning your trip, and what I literally did was planned out my trip from one day to the next, and I was there for 5 days and nights. So when I came in Sunday night, day one, the very first thing I did is I went over to a Walgreens and purchased a passport pass, and you can actually use that pass to get on the streetcars, the cable cars, and the buses. You can get that at the Walgreens, or you can get it at a kiosk, and they have like a 3-day pass you can get if you're a visitor, or they have like a 5-day pass, so certainly get that. So after purchasing my passport pass, I took a ride, as I said, over the Bay Bridge by my bus that brought me over. And then I took another ride over the Golden Gate Bridge. So that was pretty cool of a first day to kick off my birthday. And, of course, I went out and got me something to eat for dinner. Now, also on that first day, I was treated by the hotel that I stayed at. They actually upgraded my room, left me a bottle of wine and a couple of wine glasses. How sweet is that? And I'll tell you about the hotel that I stayed at later. Now, on day two of my trip, I decided to take the streetcars and the cable cars, and so I actually took a streetcar over to Castro, and then I took the bus over to Coit Tower. I then took the bus back, which dropped me off near Pier 39, and I checked out Pier 39 and Pier 45, so that's what I did on day two. Now, on day three, I decided to do more with the cable car. So I rode more of the cable car lines. I actually went and spoke at one of the Toastmasters clubs that meets in the financial district. It's called the Cable Car Toastmasters. And I took more streetcars. So, you know, day three was all about just hanging out and just having fun. Now, on day four, I decided to do the Alcatraz thing, so I was at Pier 33, walking up and down some of the main streets and areas that are near Pier 33, and just, again, checking out Alcatraz, also known as The Rock, and where the famous movie The Rock was filmed, along with a number of other famous movies. And then my last day, day five, I just relaxed. I didn't have anything planned, so I did a lot of walking. I continued to use my passport pass, which means that I was riding more streetcars and more cable cars and really just hanging out, doing a little shopping and not a whole lot. So that's how I planned out my day. And again, that's what I suggest that you do, that you literally write down day one, day two, day three, so you don't miss anything that you want to do. Now, I want to just mention, so you are aware, that there are some other things that you can also do that I decided not to do. I just either wasn't that interested or thought wouldn't be worth my time. Now, one thing that San Francisco is known for is one particular street that's just a crooked street. Now, across the internet, you see a number of different reasons for that. And when you talk to the natives, they have different reasons, too. Some say it's just a tourist attraction, and that's all it is. And you'll also hear that due to the steepness of the hills, that it was one of San Francisco's first streets, so it was made crooked just to help cars get down it. There's actually a cable car stop called Lombard that puts you off right by this crooked street. In my head, it wasn't worth getting off the cable cars and getting back on when I knew they would be more crowded. So once I was on the cable cars, I just stayed on and rode from one end of the line to the next. But please know that the crooked street on Lombard is a major tourist attraction, so you'll have to make a decision for yourself if you want to check it out. Another huge attraction in San Francisco is Chinatown, and I heard it is actually the second largest in the world. There is truly a huge population of Chinese people in the San Francisco area. Now, I rode by Chinatown off of one of the cable car lines. I decided not to get off and to check it out because I heard some tourists say those streets are extremely steep. And my old lady legs did not want to deal with it. So I skipped Chinatown, but you may want to check it out. There's also another place in San Francisco called Ghirardelli Square. And, of course, Ghirardelli's is their huge chocolate maker in San Francisco. So you may want to swing over, get you some kind of chocolatey treat, or just check out the different stores that are over there in Ghirardelli Square. And it's next to an area known as Municipal Pier, one of the other piers that's in San Francisco. So see if you want to check it out. It's also very close to one of the end of the cable car lines. So that may be another reason to go over there, too, just to hop on and off a cable car. And then the last two items I want to mention also as places that you might want to check out while in San Francisco if you just have the time. They do have a Madame Tussauds there, which is a famous wax museum of the celebrities. And then last but not least, a spot called the Palace of Fine Arts. So again, research those locations, check them out, and see if you want to hang out there. Now, the last thing I want to mention are just some FYI type things. Now, the hotel I wound up staying at was called the Best Western Tuscan. It's on Mason and North Point, and it's close to Pier 45. I love that hotel. They treat you well. They have a restaurant there that delivers room service. And overall, I thought it was an excellent stay. But you want to pick a safe hotel. While I was visiting San Francisco, I heard at one particular hotel that someone had actually come in on women that were in a room to steal their stuff. So make sure you're picking a hotel that's in a really good area. And the Best Western Tuscan is actually next to the Sheraton and some of the other bigger hotels, and it's right there with all the tourists. Now, while you are visiting San Francisco, keep in mind their bags are not free. So when you're shopping and you're at different stores, you'll hear the merchant say, "Would you like a bag?" Well, keep in mind those bags aren't free. And I think they're either 9 cents or 10 cents a bag. So just know that when you're shopping. Also, what's fascinating is that when you're walking around on the streets, you'll see these big green things. They have toilets that are on the street. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Now, the only area I was told to stay away from is an area called Tenderloin, which tends to be where a lot of African American people are that appear to be impoverished. But hey, that's in every city. I've seen that here in Chicago. So I did avoid the area, so just keep that in mind, and you can check out the area to see more about it on YouTube. Now, I had mentioned earlier that Market Street is one of the main streets in San Francisco in the financial district. All of the piers are off of a main street called Embarcadero, so definitely check out the piers. They're within walking distance of each other, probably about 10 or 15 minutes, so it's a real easy, light walk. So definitely take your walking shoes. And then finally, what I want to wrap up and say is, definitely check the internet out. Definitely, again, check YouTube. It is truly a touristy city, and if you get lost, don't be afraid to ask directions. So with that said, I hope you have enjoyed this segment of visiting San Francisco, California on LSEC Radio. I'm going to leave you with my little spicy tune that I started out with and took a break with. Take good care and be on the lookout for my Blog Talk Radio program on writing by Amtrak. Ta-ta for now, and God bless.